Welcome to The Hitch, the podcast about navigating life's challenges on the road. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, we're here.
We're literally here.
We are actually in Evangeline
right
now.
It has been a month since we dropped her at storage. Exactly a month.
Exactly.
To the day.
Yeah. 22nd of August, we dropped her at the storage place, and 22nd of September,
we came back.
We're here.
We're not actually camping.
No,
we
sadly.
We came with a bunch of bedding that we needed to bring back to the trailer and just kind of wanted to see her again.
I know. And it felt so good to see her.
It did.
I was just like, oh, we're home. Like I honestly felt more connected to Evangeline than going back to our actual house, which is sad but true.
Totally.
But yeah, it's great. And we're sitting where we've recorded almost all of our episodes in our room in the trailer with the kids on the other end. They're not asleep this time.
No, so you may like hear 2 in the afternoon.
It's like 2 in the afternoon. So you
They're
may hear
Mario
them.
Kart on the Switch.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's been a month not on the road.
Yep.
And, the last time we talked to all of you was like an hour after we got back from the trip, and we were exhausted kind of shell-shocked
and so sad.
Yeah. And
I felt bad for kind of leaving it on such a low note. We were just like we're back.
Yeah.
But it's how we felt.
It is how we felt.
And we will tell you exactly how we feel.
Always. Always.
Yes.
But it's been a month. Kids are back in school.
Yep. Routines are starting.
The 13-year-old had the roughest transition. He had to jump right into school like 4 days after we got back.
I know. I felt bad.
The 3-year-old's in preschool. Mm-hmm. Learned to swim, which is fun.
Learning to swim, which is great.
And I mean, we're definitely back in the swing of actual non-driving around life.
Yeah. Just regular school year routines, getting them down. It's taken, I would say, about this long to feel like, oh, okay,
yeah,
all right, this life is good too. It's just an adjustment. And when you have so much freedom and exploring all over, it's hard to go back to like the same house and the same neighborhood and the same grocery store and everything every day after day after day. But there's also some nice things about it. You know it. Taking a shower still rules.
Yeah. Doing the laundry is pretty fun.
Yeah.
Dishes.
Yeah. Yeah. We can really spread out, even though it's hilarious because our house is 960 square feet. So it's a relative spreading out.
It's a lot to clean. We're not doing a good job of keeping it clean.
We
came into the trailer today because we came back the weekend right after we parked it. We came back here and did a real deep clean.
Yeah.
And man, I walked in and it was like, we did a good job.
We did a really
this
good
joint
job.
Was
but you know
clean.
What? Okay, one, it's smaller.
It's very small.
It's very small, so it does not take long. We did do a deep clean because we didn't want any mice friends or other types of animals
to linger, that kind of thing.
That too. Yeah. But I think it's also easier to clean. I mean, it's like all this aluminum and anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we did a good job. Good job us.
Because
walked in today, everything was clean. I mean, too bad we're not in a campground because I'm like ready to take a nap.
I know. And
our 3-year-old was like pointing at the TV like, can we watch something?
And which I'm is like, funny because he never watched anything.
Yeah.
He hated the TV.
He did for some reason. But he wanted to watch TV. And I'm like, we're not actually hooked up to anything.
No. We have the battery on.
Yeah.
And we're running one of the ceiling vents because the 3-year-old took a pretty nasty
smelly
crap.
Yeah, because of course, the second we got here.
Yeah, literally.
It was like the nastiest poop.
And it was like, this is really bad.
Yeah.
But
so thank goodness for battery power.
But yeah, we are very much back at home.
Yeah.
And hopefully getting Evangeline out probably for a short trip.
I hope so.
Before we got a winterizer.
Well, we also need to have the hitch like a part of it broke off like immediately after we
bought
it.
Not the podcast. I thought you were talking about the podcast.
No. The actual hitch on the trailer. Yeah. Like the second we had it installed, like a piece broke off.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
So the guys who installed it were like, we'll replace it. But yeah. We were like.
It was not a mission critical piece.
Yeah.
But it did slice the hell out of my hand.
It did cause you
point.
To get really injured. So we were like, so I was like, you know what? We're not going to do that now because we were literally leaving for our trip. And so anyway, we need to get some stuff like that done, some maintenance, but I'm hoping we can do that and take her out at least one more time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's now officially fall today.
Today, first day of fall, and it really is fall-like.
And it's cool, but I do want to go out again. I mean, being back here, I'm like, oh,
I know.
It's so great. Such a good feeling.
It's one of those things like just the smell is so familiar, you know, and... It, as with anywhere you live, you don't notice that smell after a while, but when you come back to it, it's like, oh, right, that's what this place smells like, you know? And the minute we opened the door, it was just like, oh, this is the smell of home.
Yeah. Well, and we spent a lot of time in, you know, I mean, over 2 months and, like, so much time and memories in here, it does, like, there's a comfort level that's like, I came in and it was like, oh, I'm home. I mean, I think we spent more time in here than we normally do at home because we're always running around, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, it's great.
Yeah.
We love it. Let's just hang out in the storage unit area for a while. I'm sure the people that own it won't mind.
So this storage unit is an RV storage, and it's, you know, they're really packed in pretty tight.
Yeah.
If you remember back to the final episode, we had some trouble getting the trailer into the space in a way that we felt comfortable leaving it. And part of that was just how far the door side was from the trailer next to it. And we came back, and of course that trailer must have been pulled out and brought back in. It's like even closer than when we left it. And in fact, you can't open the door the whole way. You have to walk past the door, then open the door, you know, to the point that you can get in and then actually get in. So yeah, it's a little bit suboptimal, but it's still nice to be back in it even for an hour.
Yeah, even just for an hour. We can pretend like we're at a cramp ground, as our 3-year-old calls
it.
Cramp ground. So you may be wondering why we're here why are we here, Dan?
Because we wanted to let you know that we're going to keep doing the hitch.
Yay!
Yeah. We don't have another big trip planned, so we're going to change up the format. Obviously it won't be a daily, diary of our normal
like
life, because it would be a pretty boring thing to listen to. But we wanted to keep this going, and what we wanted to kind of transition it to between, you know, this
between
last
trips.
Trip and the next one is a show that's about kind of helping you hit the road.
And just talking about traveling.
Yeah.
Answering any questions. People have questions about traveling in general or really specific, you know, kind of technical questions about our gear, what we use, you know, our rig, our setup, because we never got into that, you know, this summer. So we thought we could talk about that and open it up.
Recommendations for you if you're thinking about hitting the road or, you know, I'm really anything.
Really anything.
We want to answer.
We just want to keep talking about traveling.
Yeah.
While we're not able to travel.
Exactly. It helps.
Because it helps
us feel like we're moving, and hopefully it helps you get moving too.
Right.
So yeah, we're going to come out weekly.
Mm-hmm.
So on Mondays. So we'll be back next
Monday.
Yeah, same schedule, just one episode instead of 7 at a time.
Right. And they'll still probably be pretty short.
Yeah, they'll be short, 15 minutes. We'll answer a question or two.
Yeah.
But yeah, we want to keep it going, and we've heard from a number of you that you'd like us to keep it going. So we're going to do this.
Yeah.
What are the best ways to get questions answered, Janice?
Well, we've got a couple of different ways. You can contact us, send us a DM through Instagram at tincanevangeline.
Yeah.
Or send us an email.
To evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. How do you spell Evangeline, Janice?
Oh, boy. Evangeline.
There you go.
Yes.
So yeah, if you want, if you've got questions about how we did it, if you've got questions about how you want to do it.
Right. Or you just want to talk about traveling or share some stories.
Drop a DM on Insta or drop an email. You can always reach us on Twitter too, at Dan Sinker or at Janice Dillard.
Yep.
But yeah, we will, we'll be back next Monday.
Next Monday.
And we'll see you on the road.
Yep.
Is that how we still close it, do you think?
Sure.
Yeah.
While we dream about being on the road.
We're dreaming on the road. That doesn't make any sense.
No.
We'll figure that one out. Bye.
Bye. We'll be back next week with more road-tested advice for your own adventures. Let us answer your questions by emailing Evangeline at thehitchpodcast.com or by DM on Instagram at tincanevangeline. Please subscribe to The Hitch on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen and leave us a review while you're there. I'm Janice Dillard.
And I'm Dan Sinker.
And we'll see you on the road.